Okay, perfect. So, hello everyone. I will today introduce to you not Cardinal. The name has changed in the middle, so Mirena Maps. So, I'm Romain and I'm working for Mirena, indeed. So, what problem are we trying to solve? We would like, as you may know, as Mirena, we are building a mobile OS called iOS, which is based on Android, and we try to offer basic services that people are expecting on their mobile OS nowadays. One of the apps that probably people the most use on their smartphone is Google Maps, and they use it, I feel, for three main features. First, to display a map, that's in the title. Second is to search a bar, a restaurant, a bakery, or whatever you want. And the third thing that you are doing in Google Maps is to navigate, to go to this place. There are good alternatives to Google Maps. There are online, which are mostly closed-sourced. So there is Apple Plan, there is here TomTom, and many others. And in the open source community, it happened that most of the applications are offline first, which means that you have to download the maps in order to get most of the data and most of the features, sorry. From our point of view, it could be a problem, and for some, I would say, basic users who are not used to such a process, and we would like to provide them an application which by default enable all features without having to download anything. So that's why we built, or we are building, to be honest, Mirena Maps, which is basically a screenshot of what it is today. So it shows the map. You can have some search for some places. You can do some routing, both by walking, by car, or also, as you can see here, by public transport and transit, so to have multiple public transport. One of the points of building such an app is indeed the app can be open source, but if you don't have access to the data and the services running in the backend, you will not be able to use it. So the app is open source. It relies on open source data. So there is OpenStreetMap at first. WhoIsOnFirst, which is a database of many places, restaurants, etc., available. And Transitius, which is a database, well, a collection of database, in fact, of all the public transport, so of your city or of your country or your region. As we are, again, an online application, we are building or relying on hostable services. So one of them is maps.earth, which in the backend relies on many other projects. So I put the one that we are the most using here. So there is Pelias, which is a geocoder, Valahow, which is a routing library, which allows us to make the routing. We also use another project, which is called Motis, which is for multimodal routing, so in order to use public transport. And indeed, it is a maps application, so we want to display some maps. So we need a tile server. And we are using, again, a project from Protomaps. So I will not do a demo, given the time. I just have a short video, if it works, yep. So you can see that I can already look for Brussels Midi train station, find it. I can have directions with how to go. I have a step-by-step. And also what's cool is that you have, like in Google Maps, you have the data of your restaurant or your favorite place you would like to go. And yes, you can drop a pin and go there if you want. Do some directions. So that's where we are today. The app is still in development. I will start by the end. One of the first things we want to do now is to improve the user experience, the interface, which is very basic. We feel we can do a lot better. And then we have to add more features into such app. At first, traffic data when you are navigating by car, which is quite useful today. We would like to improve the search, so be able to, like in Google Maps, be able to search for what are the restaurants around me, etc. We start to have something working, but we feel we can improve. And then some other basic feature, like I want to share this position to my friend. That's, well, basic, but that's kind of all the, this user experience which we are looking in Google Maps and that we don't have yet. Behind the hood, indeed, that we are online, we have to ensure that we have a good backend, which is reliable and can sustain the load. That's why we also have to work on the time management in order to make it able to scale. And I think I'm quite in time because I see the 5 minutes. So that was short. If you have a question, I will not handle them now because we're in 10 minutes. But you can meet us at our booth, which is at building UD2. And you will be able at the same time to get a live demo in case you want. You have the link to the GitLab because the project is, despite being still in development, the source code is available. And if you want some update about what we are doing at Mirena, you can follow us on Mastodon or other social media. And that's all for me. Thank you.